Yesterday was quite an exciting day. Spent the day in Delhi, as predicted, and had gone first to the jeweler and then to the clothes designer in pursuit of some wonderful things to offer to Radhe Shyam. Originally, I'd ordered some jewelry, which it's a little hard to describe. You can get an idea from the picture of the crown that he made. It was meant to look like what a garland looks like, sort of three-dimensional, different colored flowers with some butterflies on it. And these were all meant to be made out of different colored stones, and that they would be sort of put together on a golden chain or background. Anyway, as it's not so visible, I don't think, from the picture, but it proved to be a artistic challenge for them to actually make it as I'd wanted. It appears a little more two-dimensional than the three-dimensional effect. And in order to have that type of three-dimensional effect, it would have to be a whole different budget, actually. Even the budget for this is sort of non-existent. It was an idea, something that I'd asked the jeweler to try, and therefore he made this sample of the crown. In addition to that, there's meant to be ankle bells and necklaces for Shyamasundar and Srimati Radharani. Anyway, we're trying to make some little further changes, artistic changes, see if it can, the necklaces and the ankle bells can be made a little more three-dimensional effect, and he'll be sending me samples of that to Vrindavan. And anyway, let's see how that goes. But my main concern was that the stones would look dark from far away. Was really nicely addressed. They're very light and colorful, and they look very, very pretty. It's just putting them all together that appears to be the challenge, and they're also all carved like to look like flowers. And also that, of course, I just met Radha Krishna and Manini and Manjwali at the jeweler's. This body armor that I'd envisaged, they had a different version of that, a sort of a finer, more refined version. It was a combination of metal and cloth, so it wasn't just solid metal. And that's also with them, as with the jeweler, as well as a Srimati Radharani's cosmetics plate. So these are all in the pipeline, so to speak. Then from there, went to the designer, and that was a really nice experience. He's a quite well-known designer, very, very, anyway, expert, as you would expect. And I don't know if I mentioned that yesterday, but somehow or another he happened on to Radhe Shyam's website and saw pictures of the deities, and in his words, he was blown away, and that's how we got in touch with him. So he's volunteering to design, volunteered to design an outfit at no cost, and he did, and you can see the picture of that also on Share It. It's sort of a paper sketch that he made. We'd gone through some Indian fashion magazines, clothes and cloth fashion magazines, and selected very nice pattern, and which was a pink over cream pink embroidery and sequins over pink, cream silk cloth. So we discussed that, saw the other things that he also made. It was really alluring. I could have immediately ordered about 15 different outfits. And then ultimately he drew out, sat down, and in 20 minutes when we finally agreed on everything, he drew a rough sketch, which you can see on the site, drew a rough sketch of the clothes, and then he'll make a more detailed one before I actually approve the making, and this will be the Radhastami outfit for Radha Shamsundar. He is very much open to help refine designs for the future, and who knows, it was a really nice, productive meeting. I was just sort of amazed how Radha Shamsundar just rope people in according to their needs, something that's even sort of beyond our own efforts, and just on their own. If they want someone to make clothes for them, he'll just pluck somebody from the other part of the world and inspire them to do that. And just now I'm getting ready to go to Vrindavan. We're packing and taking things down, and I probably mentioned about the pigeons here in the temple guest house. There was an event here overnight, and that one of the pigeons laid an egg. Amazingly enough, it's not even in a nest, it's just in a corner of the balcony. And now they're roosting on it, but at first light, crows were already on the balcony. I've been scaring them away up to now, because crows really like to break open and eat eggs. It's just one single solitary egg, so there's no more to be added than that. And the pigeons, when tried to sort of scare the crows, crows aren't really very much scared of pigeons, they're more scared of me. But it reminded me of just what material world is all about, that we really work to produce something significant in this life, perhaps only by the end of our lives, but there are so many agents of Maya who are robbing us of the results of our efforts, and humbling us, pushing our face into the mud and dust of material failure, because that's what material life is all about. You struggle, and mritu sarva harashchaham, by the time of death at least, but most likely much before, you'll see the things that you're working for taken away. I don't know how well these pigeons are going to be able to protect this egg, which is the result of their whole family effort, from the crows. We'll see. But they're trying. Just before I left Hungary, I was reading through a book, Old Man and the Sea. I was just trying to polish my writing techniques, and which is by Ernest Hemingway, and that also has the same theme. It's about an old man who goes out after long failure and finally catches the biggest fish yet, but when he tries to bring it back, then the sharks just eat it and strip it, and the only thing that's left is the head and the skeleton of the fish. And this really represents what material life is all about. You struggle, and even if you achieve something, if you're lucky enough to achieve something or your goal, then it's taken away from you. You just end up with a skeleton of the real thing. The good news is that in Krishna consciousness, mrityu sarva harashchaham, yes, material things are all taken away, but svapamapi asya dharmasya trayati mahatubayat. But spiritual assets are never taken away in this life. In the next life, one accumulates spiritual assets until one achieves perfection. Therefore, we should not concentrate too much on material success, not worry too much about material failure in this life, but instead concentrate on developing our spiritual resources, because those are what will actually save us on our way to Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.